Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to prioritize your mental health and the important relationships in your life while you pursue your goals. I'm here to help you ditch that feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, hi, hello, Hustle Sanely Squad. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is number 129, How to Make Mondays Not Suck. Honestly, I think that the title of this episode is just the best, if we're being honest. But before we get into it, I want to take some time to just share some gratitude with you. And thank you for letting me speak some encouragement into your life through these episodes every Tuesday or, you know, whenever you listen. You get it. I know that most of you tune in every week, and it's honestly the raddest thing to me ever. I really do put so much heart, time, and energy into every single episode, and knowing that they're helping you create your version of a peacefully productive life, it just lights me the heck up, okay? It is the fire that I need under my booty to keep going, to keep showing up here. So just thanks for being you and thanks for being here. I want to do a little podcast giveaway like we usually do like once a month, like roughly around here, to make sure that you really, really understand how much I appreciate you supporting the show. Leaving reviews is such a big deal, and it's truly one of the best ways that you can show support to me and to this podcast. So the review that I want to share with you right now comes from Elizabeth May Liu, and the title of the review is Wrote My Cookbook in 6 Months Because of Jess. The review says, love the practical and implementable shares and encouragement that Jess brings to the female entrepreneur space. Her HS5 changed my productivity game as a solo practitioner, single mom to 2 under 7, an entrepreneur. Her methods helped me clean up my mental clutter around to-dos and allowed me to take care of healing my body from a traumatic marriage. Jess's simple habits helped me focus, remain steady, and produce my healthy living cookbook, first writing to 2K print in 6 months. Okay, first of all, congratulations on getting your cookbook out into the world. That is incredible. I am smiling so big because of that right now. Thank you so much for leaving such a real and raw review. When I saw this one, I couldn't help but read it to my husband. He was sitting on the couch when I saw this one come in, and I like ran over and I was like, I have to read this to you, because it just really struck my heart in a big way. And I would love to send you a journal and a coffee gift card as a thank you for this review. So if this is your review, send me an email, jess@jessicamassey.com, so that I can send you your goodies. And hey, if you want to be entered into our next sneaky podcast giveaway, literally all you have to do is go leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Like, that is it. That is it. Okay. So let's get into this episode. Let's talk about Mondays. I'm going to be very honest. I love Mondays. I love them. I really do. But if you hate them, don't worry. Okay. I used to too. There's hope for you yet. Mondays tend to get like a bad reputation. And I think it's because a lot of people kind of barrel into Mondays without a game plan, just hoping for the best after spending the majority of Sunday night battling the Sunday scaries. And let's talk about Sunday scaries for a minute. Just in case someone has never heard of them, I doubt it. I'm pretty sure everybody knows what Sunday scaries are. But just in case, I literally Googled what are Sunday scaries, and this is what came up. The Sunday scaries are the heavy sense of anxiety and dread that sets in on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening as you look toward the work week ahead. Now, I can't speak for everyone, but I know when I used to work in the corporate world and in the classroom, there were seasons of my life when the Sunday scaries would hit me hard. Thinking back, it was usually during the seasons when I didn't make planning a priority. I know, hard to believe that it existed, but there was a time in my life when I just kind of flew by the seat of my pants and hoped for the best, that everything would just kind of magically fall into place. Obviously, I don't do that anymore, but I used to do that, and that's when I can remember that Sunday scaries would hit me the hardest. But when I got more into strategic scheduling and creating routines that support me, I had more control over how I felt heading into Mondays. Now, here's the thing. It's very, very easy to fall into a victim mentality. Like, I'm not trying to make you feel bad here, but I am, as your productivity BFF, I'm here to call you out and call you up, right? To let you know that there is a better way. I know that it's really easy to gripe and complain about Mondays, especially if you hear a coworker kind of riffing about their hate for Mondays. But is that really serving you? Or would your energy be better spent creating habits and routines that set you up to enjoy your Mondays a little more and spreading light and positivity? I'm not saying that these tips that I'm going to share with you are some magic fix and that Monday is going to become your favorite day of the week. I don't know. Maybe it will. You never know. It could happen. But don't surrender your power to a woe is me attitude, okay? You have more control over your life than you realize. I promise you. You've just got to be a little bit more intentional about the words you speak, what you consume, and your actions. Those three things are a big, huge, fat deal, okay? You are a force to be reckoned with. If you want to be. I'm going to say that again. You are a force to be reckoned with if you want to be. Okay, that's my little sassy Jess tangent for the day. Who knows? She might be back. She could be back for more. We'll have to see. But let's dig into four tips to help your relationship with Mondays. So tip number one that I have for you is do your weekly prep meeting ahead of time. So a few weeks ago, I was chatting with someone in Instagram DMs, and shout out if you're listening, Courtney. She said that my message of schedules and routines being tools, not chains, and creating them to support you as a unique individual really helped her realize that prepping for her week on Sundays was just not working for her. That is the most common day that people kind of set aside to prep for the week, Sundays. But to be honest, I'm not a big fan of that either, especially when I was working in the corporate world. I liked my Sundays to be just as peaceful and as restful as possible to kind of help me gear up for Monday. And when I prepped for the week on Sundays, it just used to stress me the F out, okay? So I switched to planning and prepping for the following week on Fridays, and it worked so much better for me. Like, think about it, okay? Fridays have a good energy about them, right? Like, there's just something in the air on Fridays. People are excited. They're excited to go into the weekend. Like, you don't need help getting pumped about Fridays. So why not funnel some of that good energy into planning for the following week? You're in a good mood, most likely. So your planning session is going to have good energy. Whereas if you do it on Sunday, you might be more prone to feeling a little bit anxious about it, right? The cool thing about doing productivity the Hustle Sanely way is that you get to move and shift things around so that they support you. So now I take Fridays off of work. I don't do my weekly prep meetings on Fridays anymore. I do my weekly prep meetings on Thursdays as my very last work task of the week. And it just works really well for me in this season. So the way that I teach weekly prep meetings, they only take you like 10 or 15 minutes max. Like, mine never take me 15 minutes. And they set you up for major success for the following week. Now, I have a whole episode dedicated to weekly prep meetings. It's episode 102, I believe. And I will link it in the show notes for you if you want to go listen, if you, like, you really want to dig into what a weekly prep meeting is, how to structure one, all that. But I'll give you a quick rundown of the five steps for creating a peacefully productive weekly prep meeting, okay? So number one is reflect on how the previous week went. Number two is make note of any scheduled events. So, you know, things like meetings, appointments, birthdays, those kind of things. Number three, schedule in how you're going to intentionally rest during the week. Now, if you haven't already listened to last week's episode, it's all about rest. And one of the tips I give you is scheduling in your rest. We don't wait until we're burnt out to rest. We schedule in our rest around here. Okay, so that's number three. Number four is write your top three tasks for the week. Number five is determine and schedule other tasks that need to be done, carving out space for margin and transitions. If you want to learn more about weekly prep meetings, then check out the How to Create Your Peacefully Productive Schedule course. It's a self-paced course that helps you create yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily routines so you can live a peacefully productive life. Like, I literally put everything that I have ever taught about creating schedules and routines into that course. So I'll link that in the show notes for you guys. So that is tip number one to help your Mondays not suck. Do your weekly prep meeting ahead of time so that you can go into Monday feeling prepped and ready to take on the world, and just do it whenever it feels good for you. If you don't like doing your weekly prep on a Sunday, don't do it on a Sunday. Try Friday. Try Thursday. See what works best for you. So tip number two to help you just kind of like Mondays a little bit more is do a home reset. Now, this is something else that I like to do before Monday rolls around, because a clean living environment is a happy Jess. Like, I don't know if you can relate, but what feels better than a tidy home as you head into a new week? Not a whole lot, okay? I typically do a little home reset on Sunday evenings just so that everything is as fresh as possible when I wake up on Monday mornings. And if you know anything about Hustle Sanely, you know about Hustle Sanely 5 or HS5. And on Sundays, my home reset is my tidy for 15, because that's really the amount of time that it takes. I'm not talking about some full-on deep clean, like I'm not scrubbing the floors or anything like that. I do have a whole episode devoted to my cleaning routine. I will link that in the show notes if you are curious. But literally 15 minutes or less of tidying is what I'm talking about for this home reset. I put in my AirPods and I listen to an episode of a podcast that I'm loving, and it's honestly very therapeutic for me. And here is a quick little rundown of what I typically do during my 15 minutes when I'm doing my little home reset on Sunday evenings. I take out the trash, unless it's not close to being full. Like if it's only like halfway, I'm like, okay, you're good. You're staying put. I run the dishwasher so that I can unload it the next morning. Same thing. I don't do this if the dishwasher is not full, but usually after the weekend, ours is pretty full. I clear off all of the counters and tables. Like I just get rid of the clutter, and then I fluff and vacuum the couch. We have like a big sectional, and I just like to, you know, take our little Dyson vacuum, get all the dog hair off, and just like make it look cozy and nice so that when I walk out on Monday morning, I'm like, wow, I love you, couch. You know what I mean? So nice and simple, but I'm telling you, that little reset routine makes it so nice to just wake up on a Monday. Like it's little things like that that make such a big difference. It really does just usher in peace rather than promote chaos. You know what I'm saying? You guys, it is finally time for the Hustle Sanely program to open for enrollment. I am so excited. If you are new around here, let me explain. The Hustle Sanely program is my live 8-week group coaching program where we do a deep dive into the 5 keys to hustling sanely, which are get your mindset right, get clear on your vision, define your priorities, create your routines and schedule, and implement Hustle Sanely 5 every day so you can release overwhelm and live a peacefully productive life no matter what season you're in right now. Now, there is a catch this time around. Well, I guess technically there are 2 catches. Number one, we usually open the program 2 times every year, but this is going to be the only time that the program is opening in 2022. Like, this is not a drill. You will not be able to get into the Hustle Sanely program again after this until 2023, okay? I'm just putting it out there. And then catch number 2, instead of having an open enrollment, we are doing an application-based enrollment. And I am so, so excited to welcome in 25 new students. Applications open on May 20th, and they're going to stay open until May 27th. So mark your planner if you plan on applying. We'll be sending out student decision emails on May 30th. So you got a week to apply, okay? Here's the thing, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to productivity. We are all walking different journeys, experiencing different seasons, and we all have our own desires for what we want our lives to be like. You don't need another time management hack, I promise. You need a lifestyle shift, and that is why I created the 5 Keys to Hustling Sanely and the Hustle Sanely program. If right now you spend a lot of time in the Starbucks drive-thru kind of pounding caffeine because the number of hats that you wear makes it really freaking hard for you to create a peaceful schedule that doesn't leave you feeling spread thin. Or maybe "I'm so busy" is your typical response when someone asks you how you're doing, and you usually feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, kind of checking random things off of a to-do list every day, but not really making any real progress toward your goals that matter to you. Truthfully, you can't even remember the last time you had more than a surface level conversation with someone that you care about, because you're always tangoing with burnout. If you're like nodding your head yes to any of the things that I just said, the Hustle Sanely program was made for you. The Hustle Sanely program is my baby. It is all things how to hustle sanely in one place with me alongside you as your coach. Again, applications open on May 20th. And if you are ready to learn more about the program, head to jessicamassey.com/HSP. I cannot wait to see you inside. I have taken over 250 incredible women through this program, and it really is life-changing if you want it to be. All right, let's get back to the show. So the third tip that I've got for you to help make Mondays not suck is plan and or prep your meals for the week. Okay, full transparency, I am not in charge of the cooking in our household. That is all Adam, like every bit of it. I make my own breakfast, but that's because I make like avocado toast and yogurt. You know what I'm saying? But I do help with meal planning in a very loose manner, aka Adam asks me what I want to eat that week and we talk about it. But I'm going to be honest, Adam and I don't plan what we're eating to a T every day, but we do plan things like when we're going to be eating at home versus when we're going to be eating out. And we usually plan like 2 to 3 meals that we want, and then we play the rest by ear. It's just what works for us in this season. But I have had seasons, like when I was in grad school working 3 jobs and going to my internship, where I had to plan out all of my meals and meal prep everything unless I wanted to eat fast food all the time, which if you know me at all, that is just not my vibe because it does not support my body well. So figure out what kind of meal planning and prepping supports you in your current season and create an action plan for it. So I am going to walk you through, because obviously we love examples here in Hustle Sanely Land, right? So I'm going to give you just like a little overview of what our meal planning and prepping situation looks like every week. But like I said, keep in mind, we're very low key about this. It's not like a set in stone or strict thing. So on Thursday nights after my weekly prep meeting that I talked about earlier, I usually tell Adam if I'm in the mood for a certain type of meal for the following week, like if I've been craving something. I typically give him 1 to 2 ideas of meals that I want. One meal that I recently told him that I want, Greek pita, like chicken pita. Like, see, I don't even know what meals are called, you guys, but we went to our friend's house for dinner a couple weeks ago and she made like these grilled chicken pita things and they were so good. And I was like, can you please recreate that? That is so good. So it's like very casual conversation like that. Okay. But we have a few staple meals every week. So like on Tuesdays, we host Taco Tuesday for our group of friends. So we don't have to think about Tuesdays ever, like what we're doing for dinner. We just know right away that it's going to be taco related. Then on Mondays, we eat at my grandparents' house because we go to visit them. So we just kind of fill in the gaps by looking at our calendar to see if we have plans that require eating out any of the nights, which we usually end up eating out 1 to 2 times per week. After we talk about meals, I usually order our groceries on Fridays and they're delivered on Saturday mornings. We order our groceries through Amazon Fresh. Adam and I have shared a shared note in the notes app. I've talked about this before because I'm getting deja vu. I've either talked about it here on the podcast or on Instagram, honestly, probably both. But we have a shared note in the notes app on our phones, and that's just where we keep like a rolling grocery list throughout the week. So it's super easy for me to see what we need. A little hack, I don't know if this will work for everybody, but we don't ever delete anything from our grocery list. We just keep a check mark next to it if we have it in stock. So like I do an inventory of our kitchen, and if we're out of something, I'll just uncheck it. That way I don't have to like retype everything every week, because that would be so annoying. You know what I mean? So that is kind of what we do as far as a grocery list goes. And honestly, that's it. We are really, like I said, low fuss when it comes to meals, and we don't mind eating super simple meals or eating the same things over and over. We're both fairly health conscious, so we're all about like a protein, a veggie, and a carb situation. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I used to have to pack all of my lunches and plan all of my dinners ahead of time when I was in a busier season of life, when I was in grad school. So if that's where you're at right now, do that and do it well. I used to sit down and I would go, because I'm just not creative naturally when it comes to meals. Like, I need inspiration. So I would just go on Pinterest and I would look up meal recipe ideas. And I used to make things like overnight oats for breakfast because they were very easy, grab and go. I would do salads for lunch, and then dinners would just be really simple. Like, we would grill chicken or grill some steak and then have veggies on the side. So I just feel like when you have your meals planned ahead of time, it makes Mondays just suck less, because you have, it makes you feel like you're kind of taking ownership of what you're putting in your body. Because I don't know about anybody else, but if I don't have a game plan when it comes to food, if I wait until I'm so hungry, like ravenous, I just do not make good food choices that support my body well. And it makes me in a bad mood, like, to be honest. And maybe that's dramatic, I don't know. But like, yeah, maybe eating like Chick-fil-A every day like is good in the moment, like it tastes good, but then I usually feel like sluggish or just like, you know, a little bit swollen from all the sodium. Like, it's just not the best version of me. And I don't like it. And so I feel like when I have a game plan going into the week when it comes to my food, it just makes me happier on Mondays. So give that a try if you've never thought about like planning out your meals ahead of time. And then the fourth and final tip that I'm going to give you for helping your Mondays not suck is create Monday power habits that support you. So I don't know if this is an actual thing to anyone else, but I've been using Monday power habits for over a year now. And they really do help me start my week off on the right foot. So think about it. Mondays have the potential to set the tone for the rest of the week. So I like to start the week off strong when it comes to how I'm spending my time. Your Monday power habits can be literally whatever you want them to be. Tailor them to what makes you feel like an action-taking, problem-solving woman who is the leading lady of her life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Habits that make you feel like a boss bee. Okay? Okay. So I'll tell you my Monday power habits just kind of get your wheels turning. So number one is longer than usual morning routine. So on Mondays, I like to take it nice and slow when it comes to my morning routine. I am all about listening to my body and checking in with myself to see what I need. Tuesdays through Thursdays, I'm pretty streamlined and quick with my mornings. But on Mondays, something that makes me excited is knowing that I get to wake up and do a more bougie, if you will, like a bougier than normal morning routine. Whereas I just take my time and I'm like, what do I feel like doing? Do I want to go on a walk? Do I want to meditate? Do I want to stretch? Like, what do I want to do? Whereas Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's more like, okay, this is what we're doing because we're on a time clock. You know what I'm saying? So that is my first Monday power habit. My second Monday power habit is eat a nutrient-dense breakfast. So my breakfast situation is usually very quick and very simple. My go-to on a normal day is like Greek yogurt or avocado toast or oatmeal. But on Mondays, I like to make a hot breakfast. I cook eggs and make avocado toast and bacon. It always hits the spot. There's just something about starting my week off with a meal that nourishes me well that makes me want to continue making healthy choices for my body as the week goes on. I know you know what I mean. My third Monday power habit is get in a bomb workout. I almost never skip a workout on Mondays, and I make sure to sign up for a class with my favorite instructor or get in a lower body lift session because that's my favorite thing to train in the gym is legs and glutes. So same as the breakfast thing, I like to start the week off strong, no pun intended. See what I did there? I had to. When it comes to moving my body, because it's the catalyst for continuing to do it for the rest of the week. Think of it like a snowball effect, right? On Monday, I get the momentum going, and then it's easier to make healthier choices as the week goes on, okay? And then my last Monday power habit is wear an outfit that is cute and comfy. As most of you know, I work from home, but I still like to put a little bit of effort into my outfits a few days a week. I love choosing an outfit on Mondays that is cute and just feels very me, if you know what I mean. Mondays are a pretty work-heavy day for me. I work on product development on Mondays, so I usually go with some sort of stretchy or flowy pant and a crop top situation because that's comfy for me to sit at my desk for extended periods of time in. So those are my Monday power habits. So I want you to take some time and think about how your Mondays currently go. What parts of the day do you want to enjoy more, or do you want to go smoother? What are some small, and I'm talking small, like these do not have to be monumental, okay? What are some small tweaks that you can make to lean more into that, like making your Mondays smoother and more enjoyable? So I wanted to give you some other ideas for Monday power habits, because again, your life might look completely different than mine, and my habits might not work for you, okay? So some other ideas for Monday power habits: stop for coffee at your favorite coffee shop. So maybe every other day you make coffee at home, but Mondays is a special day and you always stop at your favorite place for coffee. Maybe every Monday you go out to lunch with a coworker. Every other day, maybe you pack your lunch and bring it to work, but Mondays, again, it's special. You just give it a little zhuzh by going out to lunch with your coworker. Maybe every Monday you take the scenic route home from work, so you have an extra 15 minutes on your drive to listen to your favorite podcast. Don't overthink these, okay? They are just little rituals that make you feel like the best, most you version of yourself, and they just add a little bit of sparkle to your Mondays. You know what I'm saying? So that is what I've got for you this week. Let me know over on Instagram which of these tips is your favorite by screenshotting the show, posting it to your stories, and tagging me. You have to tag me so I can see it, and I want to share it too. But anyway, y'all are truly the best. I appreciate you more than you know, and it really is my honor to steward Hustle Sanely and to create content that supports you. Like, I get so much joy doing it. So I'll talk to you next week. I love you so much, and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me, and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.